with the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
To hear so many voices singing. Kind of reminds me when we were where we were rehearsing it at the camp meeting, and over again, and one of the brothers joked up and said, how about we sing a new song? We kept on singing the new song, over and over again. It just came out funny where we all just laughed. It was nice, but it was so nice for us all gathering like that. And, before we get into the testimonies, why don't we kneel, because there's going to be a lot more voices than mine on the mic. And if I was just going into a sermon, there was no need to pray because we already did. But let's just ask the Lord to bridle our tongues and our hearts. So if you can kneel, please do so. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your presence. And thank you so much for blessing us with the idea of doing a testimony service, first Sabbath of every month. I can remember years ago, Father, we used to stand up for Jesus at the end of every sermon when we were Sunday keepers. And it was pretty nice, a couple people would get up and say something. But this, the way you have moved us to do it now, as Sabbath keepers, wow, so many of us get up. Your hand is moving in such mighty ways. And we want to tell the great congregation, as David said, and so we do. Because we want to glorify you. We want to lift up Jesus for what he has done and what he's doing. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit. The temple of the Lord is now in us, and the Holy Spirit is right there guiding us step by step, even giving us his thought voice. And sometimes even it's still small voice in the dreams and the visions and all these wonderful things, answered prayers. Sometimes the answer is no, and we still praise your name because we see the wisdom in it. Thank you for opening our eyes and letting us be alive in these last days. We could have been born 1,000 years ago and just died a regular death. But no, you have us living now to where we might die as martyrs, praise your name, or even step into that number, 144,000. And so, Father, please accept all these praises that we're about to share, because you are so, so worthy of all of it. None of it is possible without you and your Son and the Holy Spirit. And so, please accept them. As inept as we're able to share them. We can't do it perfectly. But we can show how much we love you by using these imperfect words. And so please accept these praises in the name of your Son, our Savior, and our King for all eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okie dokie. All right, so I didn't check my emails not yet, but I do have, I don't even have my praise list up. Well, there's a couple things I want to, before I ask, I'm looking for here. Let's see, get my first praise is because of something the Lord revealed to me at the beginning of the month, and it has to do with software to where I can redesign the main pages on the website, and hopefully as time goes on I'll be doing some of the key pages on the site to where they'll work better on computers and mobile phones now, because it seems it has flip-flopped the amount of people that hit the site. The majority used to be computers, but now it's, it's probably 50-50 now. And so I want to praise his name for making it so easy and reminding me of things that I've learned years ago. And so I have to do this work and get the message out, even though I know the site's going to be pulled soon. And we'll be on the street, which is fine with me because that's where we started. So we may as well end there too. And hence the reason, you know, like with the churches, we're the Seventh-day Remnant movement is all home churches. And just like the early church, it was in the homes. And then Satan came up with the idea to do these cathedrals and these big churches where, not like today, you've not only got 20, 30,000 seats in an auditorium that they claim to be a church, but they have a woman standing as pastor. I'm not a male chauvinist pig or anything. It's just that is outside his will. Women can do amazing things in the church for the Lord and for the body of Christ, but they cannot stand as pastors. That is going directly against the Lord. It's mocking him and spitting in his face and ripping up his word, but they do it. Even the SDAs are doing it now. And so, as well as homosexuals standing as pastors. And so, but praise his name that he has a people that love him. And just as the church has started in the homes, they're ending in the homes because it's hard for Jesuits to infiltrate a living room. It's a lot easier for them to infiltrate 20,000 people in the church. And that way they can have one man controlling 20,000 instead of having 100 preachers out there trying to control 20,000. They just get one man to do it, or one woman for that matter. So, praise his name. That we can now, like we're online for a little longer, and the website has been placed on USB because we're getting that close. I did buy a converter, actually a duplicator years ago, never used it because the website keeps changing every week. I just update. And but one of the brothers in the faith insisted, and so there is now a copy of the website, Remnant of God and SDAApostasy.org. As a little mini, I didn't build a server on the USB because I didn't have time. I was hit with it at the last minute. I do have a means by which to do that. I got it on my own cell phone where I build a server using Android so that the PHP stuff will work, but, you know, like the search engine and stuff that's built into this in the website. But eventually I'll get that fixed and upload a zip or something to them. And, but because soon we're going to be totally offline, and the Lord gave me the understanding back in the very early days to build the website on a local format, which means whenever I make a link from inside the website and inside my own server, I don't put HTTPS, you know, :// /remnantofgod.org/, and then the name of the page. No, I just put the page. That way, no matter what hard drives it's on, whether you got internet or not, you'll get to that page. It'll work. But the PHP thing is a problem. Probably never should have done that. But the PHP, you got to do it so that you can do search engines and stuff like that. And so I want to praise the Lord for that. And that's the thing, too. I just updated my cell phone today with all my own personal notes. And the website's on it as well. And so that I can go to my website. I didn't update my site on my cell phone, which I should probably do. So that even if we're offline, the cell phone will still work. You can charge it with a solar panel. You don't need to buy and sell electricity to do that when we can't buy and sell. And so the Lord has blessed us. We're still waiting on his answer in regards to how we're going to communicate with each other. So continue to pray for that. And the reason I mention this is because I also want to praise the Lord that we had an amazing week with the brethren, with some of them. Not all of them, because my house ain't that big. And so we had quite a few people here for an entire week. We were able to keep Sabbath here and everything. We can't do that at a campground because for obvious reasons, but we can do it here and have the peace, no vexation, nothing. And just we all had a wonderful week together, and we discussed some things. We have a date for the camp meeting. And let me put something in the room here for those of you that are thinking of coming to, and I don't know why there's a www in this thing. I didn't put that in there, but it'll work either way. I don't really use that. I just go straight to the URL. But if you want to come to the next camp meeting, which is September 22nd to the 26th, 4 days, 5 nights, I think it is, or something like that. Yeah, 4 days, 5 nights, or 5 days, 4 nights. I don't know. It's right there. You click that link in the room. It just says Remnant of God, but if you're in the room, you know what to do. It just clicks and it'll send you right to that page. And this page will work on a cell phone. It will work on your PC or whatever. And so But, yeah, one of that small gathering. Thank you, Brother Anthony. It's September 22nd to 26th of this year. You know, and keep praying because it's an election year and they're doing some crazy stuff already. And you know, it's all the politics and the idiocy. And it's just become like the news. That's all it is. It's political theater. It seems like it's all it is. It's just gotten so old. It's so annoying. But that's why they got to make it worse and worse. So, but when you click that page is, and well, here, let me show you in the stream. Okay. Where's my browser here? So let me get that up. Those of you on the stream, don't you just love that green color? Now, that's a green I can see. You know, like a dark green and a dark red I can see. So I like cardinals. Cardinals and a lawn. Yeah, red and green right there. But here's the page. This is how it will show up. And I've got some quotes here from Sister White. But the one I like the most is Hebrews 10:25, which says that we should not be forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I had to put that in there. I was going to put something from Proverbs in there, but I would have to explain what it meant and all that, and I didn't want to make this page too big. I even put like an excerpt of the quote of Sister White above this, and if you want the whole excerpt, you click this, it'll drop the whole page down so you can see it, right? Okay, but if you want the whole quote. But yeah, and so when you SRVP it, you just click the SRV, and please do so by June 30th because we can cancel or add certain things. But yeah, this is your first and last name. Please no handles because it's not going to work. Your email address, your phone number, because we may have to contact you. Who knows what, you know. And then are you going to confirm to come? Yes, no, not sure. That could be a problem, the not sure thing. And the number of people that are coming with you, and any comments you would like to add. I always throw comments in there if you want to. And so, but yeah, this is for 2024 and September 22nd to the 26th. And this is, it's going to be more blessed, I believe, than the last one and the last one. It's always, each one gets better and better and better. It's just an amazing time. So, yeah, it's 4 months out, so we're giving everybody plenty of time to prepare. And the June 30th thing will allow us to, like I said, cancel or add things to our gathering. All right, and let's see. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, the RSVP thing, for those of you that may not realize this, it's a good point, Alex. I'm just going to leave it like it is, but most people, when they float over, that you see how the hand it turns to a hand. Yeah, you got to click that, the RSVP thing. Most people understand what that means, and hopefully that won't be an issue. Oh, no, married couples just RSVP together, yeah. But if you get a cabin, you might want to get the smallest one, unless you got a large family, you know. But we have had, like with the cabins before, we have had, like, we're just a married couple didn't want to rent a whole cabin to themselves. And so they would go, like the husband would go with all the guys in one cabin, you know, the single guys, and the wife would go with all the single women in another cabin. Because we do not have any appearance of evil whatsoever. We're not going to have integrated or, you know, we're not going to have cabins where all these people are sleeping in the same cabin. It's just not happening. So, because, and thanks. And you got to fill out the form unless you decide to come. Well, yeah, you have to fill out the form to find out where it's going to be anyway. So, because we're not going to put some information on the internet for obvious reasons. So, so we're just going to be very, very careful here. And, but yeah, I want to praise the Lord for that. We already got the date. And so praise his mighty name. So I'm going to go check my emails and see. Well, let me just, I don't see anybody got in their hand. Sister Mindy's not got her hand up yet. So let me check my email. I probably got some praises in there. I got an email for myself. Oh, wow, people are already RSVPing. Okay, this is good. Let's see. What's this? Oh, okay, I got one from Brother Stephen. Right here, let me just take this out so that I can. It's kind of hard for me to read this with my neck right, because I'm not in front of the mic for one thing. Yeah, we're going to find that out too, sister. So we have people from other countries that might be coming. I mean, we got people in every country now, obviously, praise his name. But we don't, like with the Needs of Church page, you know, the Loud Cry page, where we got workers in every country as well. I just put the country and the number of people that are in it. I don't put names, addresses, cities, nothing. No, no, no. If they're going to try to track our people down, we're not helping them in any way, shape, or form. They're going to have to do the legwork on their own. They ain't going after our people. And plus, you know, we have a God, you know, which obviously they don't. Let's see. I got a praise here from Brother Timothy. Brother Tim out there in down south. He says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I would love to praise God for my salvation and happiness, peace and joy, and all answered prayers. Amen and amen. So praise God, bro. And I want to praise the Lord also for my salvation and the joy that comes with it, because it's just, especially in today's world, it's just, you so need this peace, because especially when it starts getting intense, a lot of people don't think it's going to come. Did you hear about what the Pope just announced 2 days ago? I shared this last night. He's reached out to every nation on earth declaring that we need a weekly climate Sabbath. We have been vindicated, brothers and sisters. Not even the SDAs, from what I understand, are out there telling people that he's going to use climate change to enforce religious laws, you know, the mark of the beast. But we've been doing it for decades, and now we have been vindicated. But it's not us. It is Christ who gave us that information. It is from his word that we got this information, and it is from Sister White's writings that we got this information. And we told everybody about it, and now we're doing exactly as the Lord had revealed. We're that close. Sunday laws are already being talked about. Well, they've been talked about, you know, in a smattering format now for, like, what, 20, 30 years. But now they're getting bold and direct, because we're already in the mid of 2024, and his plans for a one-world government is 2030, and he can't change that date. He did change the date for enforcing the mark of the beast using climate change, for he wanted it happening in 2027. He since has shut up on that, and the scuttlebutt is he's assuming 2028 or mid-2028 or 29, which would fall perfect into the plagues falling within a day to reach 2030 for plague six. But again, he can't set no day or hour. He can only assume. So I'm going to be putting that on the site. Well, let me see if I can find it while Sister Mindy is sharing. But before I let her, well, I'll just let her go ahead, because I need to check my email for others anyway. So let me drop the mic, and I'm going to look for that. Actually, I think it's Earth Sabbath. No, I got to look it up. No, I'm not going to mess that up. So I'll be let me see where we're at in the stream before I drop the mic, because I can't see it on screen. Oh, we're still on the RSVP page. Let's see. Let me go back to the chat room. Oops. I don't want to do that. Leave that there and click that thing instead. All right. All right, let me drop the mic. Go ahead, Sister Mindy.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, it's Testimony Sabbath. All right, I'm going to start with some praises from earlier during the children's study. And I'll start with Gabriel and Isaiah says, praise the Lord for all the blessings and for all the healing he has done, for the nice weather, for allowing us to be able to be here another Sabbath day, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for this church family, for the roof over our head, and for the food he provides. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. Praise the Lord. And I echo that as well. And Brother Jesse says, thank you, Jesus, for revealing my shortcomings and revealing unto all of us that we need you to purge our evils so that his good can flourish in his good pleasure. Amen to that, Brother Jesse. And little sister Isabel says, praise the Lord for the shelter and the rain for the garden and for the food and water and things we don't need and for keeping us safe and many other things. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Zoom, praise the Lord for the Sabbath day, for the sunshine, for the stars by night, for the blessed week, which allowed for walks in beautiful country parks to appreciate God's creations and nature, keeping me safe when driving, for good experiences and work, for the good food, and for keeping me happy and at peace, even though I am alone, and for this ministry and the Sabbath fellowship online. Praise the Lord, sister. I echo that as well. And Sister Jania, praise the Lord for the blessed Sabbath today, helping me improve my talents and also thanking him for keeping me in the right path. Amen, sister. Little Sister Luna says, I praise the Lord, helping everyone in the world for all his animals and all his healing for everyone and keeping everyone safe in Texas for the roof over our head, food he provides. Praise God for healing Nana and for his wonderful protection. I praise God. Praise the Lord, sister. Sister Mary says, I want to praise the Lord for his mercy, patience, long suffering, for my salvation and the joy it brings, for everything he does for us that we don't know, for my church family, for his protection and correction, and the perfect peace only he can give, for everything he provides to us. Praise the Lord, sister. Amen. And little brother Damon says, I praise God for family and my joy. Praise the Lord, peace and gentleness he gave us. Praise him for all wonderful praises today. Praise the Lord, brother. And then I got a praise from Sister Katie. She says, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation, learning to have more joy in keeping it. Praise the Lord for this beautiful Sabbath day, hearing the birds chirping, watching two duck families in our pond with their little precious ducklings. Praise the Lord for travel mercies, his protection, and the lovely time with some brethren recently, singing, learning, and fellowshipping. Lastly, I want to praise the Lord for giving tracts to a homeless man at a rest stop. Praise the Lord. And Sister Danny had put in the chat room, praise the Almighty God for the small gathering. Praise the Lord. Keep the praises coming, brothers and sisters. And I wanted to share shortly a praise that was laid on my heart this morning as I was reading God's Word. And I always like to start the day before I study, just having the Lord open the Bible up to a message he wants to reveal to me. I just love the Lord. If there's a certain message he wants to give me, just allowing him to do that. And it just so happened, I just love how God works, that this is Testimony Sabbath. And the message he revealed to me was Isaiah 12. And he split the pages, and the message popped out to Isaiah 12 to me. He says, in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thy anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, the inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. And I believe that is a message he wants to give to our church as we share our testimonies. Everyone in this church should be praising the Lord. I don't care if it's a small, little praise. Praise him today. Give him all the glory that he deserves. Love you all. And keep the praises coming.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, sister. I got that link for you there, Brother Arthur, and everybody else. I'll put it in a room here in a minute, but I want to go here again. And because this, we are so close to the end. But I put in, the way I did this link, I got two links, and they're both YouTube, you know, UN, United Nations kind of thing, or climate thing. I think I kept with the Pope's climate thing. But let me see where it came from here. So, because you can share a video with people, and I praise God that YouTube decided to do this, because some people will send me a 2 or 3 hour video and expect me to read watch the whole thing, you know. And I asked them, please stop right in the video where you want me to see it, and then go to the share button, and on the bottom left it says something about creating the link at this minute in the video, and that's what you want to do. And so that's what I did with this one here. It allows me to, like, when you open this up, and you'll see it happen here when I put it in the stream, it'll open up directly to when they start talking about, because they go a little bit of detail with all this other follow-all and stuff. And so then they get right to the, when they start talking about the Sunday Sabbath and the Earth Sabbath and all that stuff. Well, they don't call it Sunday yet, but you know they're going to. But check it out. It's in the stream. It should jump right to there. Well, it's got to get past the, you know, this thing, and then you just click skip, obviously. And it'll start right where I want it to. See? Well, let me turn it on.
Earth Sabbath to combat climate change and promote environmental stewardship.
Okay, that's all I'm going to share. Exactly what we've been warning people about. They're going to use climate change as a way to enforce Sunday laws and call it an Earth Sabbath. Because when they did the pandemic and they shut down some cities, they showed how, oh, the CO2 levels went down and all, yeah, whatever. And we're supposed to believe them. And even if it did, the CO2 levels are the same as they were back before cars were invented. Our God knows how to create a world that recycles everything. In fact, we're drinking the same water that Adam and Eve drank, right? And so, yeah, he knows how to create a world that'll clean itself and recycle things. But man overdoes it in the oceans and pollutes all that crud up, obviously. But what they're trying to get people to ignore is all these things that are happening in the climate, the disasters and the society and all this other strange things is the final signs of before Christ's return. But none of them will say that, because they wouldn't say it back in Noah's day either, you know. Mankind goes crazy, and mankind's part of the creation. When mankind's mind goes nuts, it starts doing all these evil things. God steps back, and when God steps back, Satan steps in to do what mankind wants him to do, and that's how everything starts getting messed up in nature and everything else. But they'll call it climate change, so that for whatever, well, for obvious reasons. So all right. So let me read this one. Let me get this back to the chat room. All right. So where is it? Okay, where'd it be? Oh, here it is. I got this praise from Brother Stephen. And he says, hi, church family. I praise God for so many blessings and mercies in my life, his protection, his healing hands, and his word. The Lord has not just blessed me, but so many with protection from storms. And it is amazing to see the Lord's hand move to protect life, especially the lives of his saints. A tornado storm came through Houston and many more cities, and though there was lots of damage, it was minimal, especially in my neighborhood. Not many houses got injured for the amount of trees and branches that fell, and electricity came up fairly quickly for everyone considering the damage to power lines. I praise God for finding a cheap sign making website after having my business rejected by a company that I was referred to. I am thankful that I can get peanuts from Mexico, and some plants came in the mail in good condition. I am thankful for the tracts sent to me that I get to hand out on cars and churches. Please pray for me when me and another brother passed them out at this one church, as today they are having a Sabbath seminar, but are Sunday keepers. The theme of their Sabbath seminar is Sabbath is not just a day, but a way. And you know how they twist resting in the Lord, or rest from sins, to be the replacement for the fourth commandment. when the two things are not the same. I am thankful also that in my personal growth in Christ, I can see improvements. He has strengthened me when I called out to him. God is good and faithful, and I praise him for his great patience and long-suffering. Amen, my brother. And so that was a blessing to share. Now, let me check my email really quick here. Get that one. And praise God, we got people already signing up for the camp meeting here. There's another one. And another one, and another one. Let's see. Okay, I don't... Maybe they sent it in my other email. Okay, Sister Stephanie. And, okay, I got a couple. I'll read Sister Stephanie's and then drop the mic because I got a few more. And she says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick, and beloved church family, God be with you. I want to praise the Lord for salvation. I praise him for his continual protection and guidance through all our trials. The last couple of months have really tested us. Everything we think it's about to all fall apart. He moves quickly to keep us on our feet. We literally have everything we need. Food on the table, dishes to wash, clothes on our back, laundry to do, a roof over our head, a home to keep, and a love of family to hold each other tight. I am also so thankful for the garden we have planted, a smaller raised one and a big one. God is blessing it so we may bless others. So thankful for everything that he gives us and doesn't give us. From the things that that seem small, they aren't. And to the things that seem like a burden, like chores, they aren't a burden, but a blessing. I know he knows what's best for us. He is so good to us. Never let go of his hand. Amen, sister. Excellent way to end that. Never let go of his hand. And then, all right, let me drop the mic, and then Sister Mindy can share.
All right. Keep the praises coming. Praise the Lord. I've got some praises to share. Okay, so let's start with, let's scroll up here. All right, we'll start with Sister Pam. She said, I want to praise the Lord for his protection. I had a full fall yesterday, and I'm bruised and sore, but I didn't break anything. I'm so thankful for his never-ending love. Praise the Lord, sister, and we'll keep you in our prayers that your bruising and your soreness goes away, sister. And Sister Hannah says, praise the Lord. She put this in the chat room. I just want to read it. She says, amen, praise the Lord. And this is John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen, sister. Brother Eli says, praise the Lord for the protection from severe tornadoes and travel mercies. Praise the Lord for a working vehicle that he blessed my family with, using a very Christ-like family. Praise the Lord for a mini meeting last week and taught us the importance of putting him first. Praise the Lord for salvation in Christ and the joy that comes from him each day. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Sister Zoom had another praise. I want to praise the Lord for the hope in his soon approaching, for his consistent guidance, his strength through which I can do all things, for clean water, food, and the peace that surpasses all understanding, for this ministry, for being called to be part of the 11th hour remnant, for God's word and understanding of his scriptures, for my life and the lives of all of this church family, for the birds, the seas, the mountains, and absolutely everything good that God created for our blessing. For God's rod, when we step out of line, for forgiveness of our sins, for grace to live righteously, the Spirit to be convicted when we sin, and the humility to repent, and for most of all, for our Lord Jesus, in whom we have all things, all hope, all peace, all joy, and our Father's love, all poured into one beautiful and wonderful Jesus, our Lord and Master. What a beautiful praise, sister. And I echo all of that. I'm sure we all echo all that. Sister Mandy, I want to praise the Lord for a quick unspoken prayer. God is truly a merciful and a loving God. Also praise the Lord for his protection, love, promises peace and the joy he gives us. Amen, sister. And brother Arthur has a praise. I want to praise the Lord for protecting my job. There was a work slowdown in my department, but Siemens doesn't want to lose any skilled people. So I have the opportunity to bid into a better department with actually easier work. God has even caused the manager to watch out for me. My job bid form never made it to human resources, but the manager intervened and made sure I got my bid in. I would have never known it if the manager wasn't watching out for me. Praise the Lord. He is a mighty God. Praise the Lord, brother. And brother Alex, praise the Lord for the mini gathering, much needed respite from the world and daily life therein. Amen, brother. And brother Matthew, I want to praise the Lord for his sacrifice and my salvation and that of my wife and children and grandchildren. I thank the Lord and praise him in his holy name for all the tests, trials, and tribulations we go through, because I know it's for our learning and to prepare us for the time of trouble and the coming of Jesus Christ, our King and Savior, and for the kingdom of God. I praise the Lord for my grief, because in the coming time of trouble, it will help me be prepared for more loss of my loved ones. Praise the Lord, Brother Matthew. All right, praise the Lord. Keep them coming, brothers and sisters. Amen.
Hey, Nick, do you want to go first, or since I have my hand up, and then I can just go right after, or do you want me to go?
Yeah, just go ahead, bro.
Okay. Well, Sabbath blessings, everybody. Can everyone hear me? Alrighty. Praise the Lord. First and foremost, I just want to praise the Lord for a major unspoken praise. And secondly, I want to praise the Lord for, like, a couple of us were sharing about the mini gathering that took place last week. To Alex's point, it was a much needed respite from the world. And I've told Danny, I says, you know, this was a much needed break for us just because of all the ripping and running we've been doing. It was good to get away for that time being, just to be in the presence of our brothers and sisters, and just, you know, it was also a time to get to self-reflect as well. So praise God for that. And I also wanted to share a praise that happened this past Thursday. Me and Danny were on our way to my mother-in-law's house, and we were like right around the corner, and we noticed that there was a van. I think somebody's mic was on. I just heard somebody. Let me see. Okay, I'm fine now. All right, yeah. There was a van that was up against a tree, and we saw that it had gotten into an accident. And then there was a car in front of us that was slightly in the middle of the road with the driver's side tire nearly completely out. Like it was nearly a busted tire. And so there was two accidents going on, and we were kind of stuck where we were at. And so Danny says, you know, we should get out and try to see if we can help. And so we did. We parked the car and got out, and there was a man who happened to be there. Funny enough, his name is Preacher. Really interesting name. His name is Preacher. He's actually a recent graduate of, I would assume it's the Firefighters Academy, because he just graduated. He's gonna he's an EMT and also a firefighter as well. And so he was there attending to the elderly man who was injured. Well, he wasn't really injured, but who got into the accident with his van, the one that was up against the tree. And so me and Danny took it upon ourselves, while he was attending to the elderly man, me and Danny took it upon ourselves to direct traffic ourselves, just to kind of clear up the streets, just because it was getting out of hand. And there was a couple hiccups that happened, but it's not really worth talking about. Just praise the Lord that everybody was protected. Nothing got way too out of hand. And also, too, at the end of it all, we
we were talking about how I says, you know, God, Danny was like, praise the Lord that you were here. And I says, you know, God put you here at the right time. And so he then asked us, because of the way we were talking, you know, saying, praise the Lord, God is good, like all those things. He's like, do you guys go to church? I says, yeah, Danny did. She was closer to him. So she said, yeah, we do go to church. He wanted to know the name of our church. And so Danny said, it's Remnant of God, Seventh-day Remnant. Did you say that? Present of God. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, and so Danny said, it's Remnant of God. And she handed him a Ten Commandments track. And because she told him we were Sabbath keepers. And he said that his grandparents were Sabbath keepers as well. Now, I don't know if he meant Sunday Sabbath keepers or Seventh-day Sabbath keepers, but nonetheless, though, he said his grandparents were Sabbath keepers. And so we told him that the information to the website is on the back of the track, and he says he would check it out. So please keep him in prayer. Again, his name is Preacher. And praise the Lord, too, that while we got to my mother-in-law's, she was talking about how she's finally opening up a little bit more, actually a lot more, I should say, to prophecy. It's only recently that she started getting into prophecy, and so that's when we took the opportunity to give her Pastor Nick's People Get Ready book and also some tracks. So it was a really good day to witness, and it was just a really good day of the way the Lord had everything orchestrated, so praise his name for all that. And, yeah, I'm going to drop the mic. And Sabbath blessings, everybody.
Amen. Sabbath blessings to you, too, bro and sister. Yeah, I got one here from Brother Jesse. He says that the Lord has been giving me a series of burning convictions, and I will paste into the room all the verses he shared because I don't want to take up all this time, but if you want to read them, that's where they're at. Jeremiah 4:4, Isaiah 1:25, Nahum 1:9, and Luke 24:32. And then he says, he has not only opened the scriptures abundantly for the past few weeks, the Holy Spirit has been connecting the dots for things that I couldn't understand for the past few years of my faith. Jesus Christ is surely a merciful, pitying, and loving Savior who wants to purge the dross. Amen. And then he says, the greatest blessing he has given us is another brother, an ex-Seventh-day Adventist layman who has healed my sense of brotherhood and hopefully will please the Lord more than I ever could. I praise the Lord that every week can not only get better and with a deeper submission and consecration to his purifying influence. Amen. This guy's got away with words, and praise the Lord for that too. You have been blessed. So thank you, Brother Jesse. And Sister Marie sent one. And let me stretch this out a little bit because I get more on the screen that way. All right, it says, Sabbath blessings, church family. I pray y'all are well and filled with the peace of God. All right, and she says, this is my testimony. First, I want to give thanks to God for my salvation and also the trials that followed. The trials that I've endured helped me to know that God is in control, and it helped me to stay focused. I also want to thank God for the blessing he gave me the other day when I went to buy a skirt. Kohl's had a sale on skirts, so I chose 4 skirts and 4 tops. I thought that if I had more skirts than capris or pants, I would feel encouraged to wear them more, LOL. I also chose a skirt that wasn't on sale but hoped for a sale. And then she says, when I got to the cashier, I asked her if the blue skirt was on sale. She told me it was not. The look on my face must have softened her heart, because when I told her I was on a budget and couldn't afford it, she looked at me and smiled and says, don't worry, I'll give you a percentage off. I was thrilled, even though I didn't know how much of a percentage she was talking about. After she rung up my items, which calculated to be way over $200 before the percentage was taken off, I was shocked to see the final price. I asked the lady if she was sure that was the price I had to pay, and she smiled and whispered that she gave me a percentage off. the biggest smile came across my face because I knew that was God blessing me. I thanked the lady and said, God bless you, and may the Lord give you the same blessing. She smiled and responded with, I gave you 25% on the skirt and a percentage on everything off the sale price of the other skirts. Wow. And Sister Maria says, God is so good to me. Amen to that, sister. So God is so good to me. I feel like I owe him everything, yet I have nothing but my obedience and love to give. The final price of the 5 skirts and 5 tops came just a little over $100. When I got home, I looked at the receipt, and I knew the lady gave me a good deal. I give God all the thanks and glory for all his blessings and kindness he shows to me and my family. Love always, Marie. Thank you so much for sharing. That was nice. People will find favor upon God's children. That's a promise that we saw when we first met him, obviously. But, you know, and you could even look back 2,000 years ago where some of the Roman soldiers helped the Christians. God's favor falls on his children, and where even our enemies would be at peace with us. It's just amazing how he does that. And it really helps with that perfect peace that he talks about. And that's why Jesus said, I'm giving you the peace, but not the peace that mankind gives. I'm giving you a peace that's real. All right, now, Sister Novi. I got one more here. Sister Novi, maybe more, but let's see. She says, oh, no, this is from, oh, first it's from Ryan, then it's from Novi. Okay, Brother Ryan, Sister Novi. Ryan says, I want to praise the Lord for protection and healing during and after my sinus surgery. I want to praise him also for the church family. We have a way to worship in truth that is a huge blessing. I also want to praise him for protecting us from the tornadic weather the last week or so. I want to praise him as well for my family and having a job. Sabbath blessings and God bless all. Amen. And this Sister Novi says, I want to praise the Lord for opening the door to share the love of Jesus Christ to my patients. One of them has tumors, and the biopsy came back as non-malignant, which she puts non-cancerous. And so I told them he is so blessed that the Lord gave him another chance to correct his ways. He started crying and said, with the Lord's help, I will get out of this hospital and quit drinking alcohol and eat healthfully. I also shared with him about the plant-based diet and how juicing could shrink tumors. He was very happy to listen to the health message. He said that he was very depressed, and after he had heard about the inspiring words of God, he felt so happy again. Praise the Lord. He was open. He was ready. And that's usually how it works with a lot of people, it's sad to say, myself included. It wasn't until I got up against the wall with no job, no phone, no car, no kidding, no money, nothing. And, you know, and other situations were happening, and I dropped to my knees, and that was around the time I was trying to clean up my act. I said, Father God, I can't do it. I'm just making a mess of everything. Please help. And then my life changed. And the same thing with so many others. Like, how many times have we heard about prison conversions? People end up in prison, they find the Lord. I mean, and that works because for a lot of people, because some people are so busy and they're doing this, doing that, or wasting time on YouTube or whatever, and their life is getting misdirected, even though they want to kind of clean up their act. They're still hanging out with people they shouldn't hang out with, and they end up behind bars, let's say. And now they've got time to think, because you ain't a lot, you know, unless you enjoy twiddling your thumbs, there ain't much to do in prison. And so they actually open up a Bible, and praise God, it changes lives. And he gets them in there so that he can talk to him. Let us reason together, as Jesus said in the book of Isaiah. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. I'm, of course, paraphrasing. Or they shall be as white as snow. He'll forgive everything and then just give you a whole new life like you've been born again. Wow, isn't that where that fern came from? And so, yes, you really do, you know, a whole new outlook on life. Things you never thought you could do before, you can now do. It's like one of the things I noticed in the 18 months, and I've heard other people say this after I became a Christian, this is, you know, one of the things that was stopping me is when I realized I wanted Christ, but I couldn't quit smoking. I couldn't doing drugs, whether they were prescribed drugs or street drugs. I couldn't, whatever, all these things he can't do as a Christian. And then when he found Christ, you don't want to do those things. And now you can do things you could never do before with Christ. It's amazing. And some of them are downright miraculous just by understanding his word alone right there. It's a shocker. I mean, because for some people, it's just like Drake. You can't understand it. But the way he opens it up, it's like, how did I never see that before kind of mindset sets in. All right, and so I think I just got a PM or something. Yep, I got a PM. So I'm going to check that, and I'm going to drop the mic, and Sister Mindy or whoever's next. I think it's Austin is next. I'm not sure. We'll see. Okay, I'll be back in a little while.
Can you hear me? Just let me know if you can hear my...
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Hannah and I are here.
Hi, everybody. Sabbath blessings.
We just wanted to come on and share what the Lord has done for Hannah and I. First of all, we praise the Lord for the mini gathering and being able to see those who came. And we also wanted to praise and thank the Lord. Well, I guess I can share a story of what happened on our way back from camp, from the gathering. So on our way back, we got through, when we were in, on our way home, it takes about 8-9 hours to get home, driving. And thankful that we have a vehicle. So it takes about 8.5 hours or 9 hours or so, I think. Mm-hmm. And we live in Upper Michigan, so on our way through Wisconsin, with about 3.5 hours left on our trip, I was driving before this, and I got pretty tired. So actually, Hannah was driving then, and we were cruising about on cruise. I think we were about maybe going like 72-73 miles per hour, and we actually got hit by a 2023 F-250. We got hit on the road from behind, and we actually got in an accident. And so what happened was this man was supposedly drove through the night, and I think he fell asleep at the wheel or something like that. And before, there was two or three cars before us that saw him weave in and out of traffic. We didn't see him at all, praise the Lord. He was behind us, and we didn't see him at all. And so he missed them, and it came right for our vehicle, and he smashed the back left corner of Hannah's car. And then he hit us, and then he hit the corner and then sideswiped us at the same time, and it felt like we were almost connected with him for a little bit. I kind of latched onto him. And then he went off to the right, and then we went off to the left, and this guy had, it was a huge truck with a trailer on, so I think I remember yelling, "Hit the brakes," and Hannah hit the brakes. I can't remember. It happened so fast.
Yeah.
But he went off to the right into the ditch. We slid sideways across the two lanes that were going northbound, so there was a two lanes going northbound, a median, and then two lanes going southbound. So it wasn't opposing traffic on the same road. Mm-hmm. You know how the highways are. They're split sometimes. And so after we got hit from behind, the F-250 went to the right into the ditch. We went sideways left, and we probably slid sideways at whatever 60, 70 miles an hour it was for about maybe 100 feet. I don't know, 50, 100 feet. And we slid into the median, but praise God, we didn't flip, we didn't roll, we didn't, I thought for sure that we were going to roll over and roll the car, but his angels were obviously holding us, because I remember putting my left arm over to Hannah's side, like to kind of hold, I don't know if I was trying to hold her in the seat or trying to hold the stuff that we have, but I was just waiting for the car to roll.
Yeah, me too.
And it never rolled. And so we slid into the median on the left side of the road facing southbound. So we flipped 180 degrees after we got hit. So we got hit He went to the right, we went to the left, slid sideways across the road into the median. We didn't roll, praise God. And we, overall, except for the whiplash, we were okay.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We were fine, like, completely okay.
Minor.
Minor and minor. Like, we could feel our necks just a little sore. But we praised, yeah, especially going at 70 miles an hour, that could have been so bad. But whenever Satan tries to do something,
mm-hmm.
whenever he tries to attack, whenever he tries to to discourage or attack or anything, God always prevails. His protection and he always, always prevails. And it was so clear to us that Satan was trying to attack and trying to kill,
mm-hmm.
but God always prevails. And not only that, if you can speak up whatever you want to.
Okay. Continue.
So after we make sure we got out.
We looked at each other
like, are you okay? We're okay. And then,
Lord.
You know, I sprinted
Pop
over.
The
yeah.
Car.
I got out of the car as fast as I could, sprinted over to the other car, the F-250, to make sure he was okay.
Yeah,
praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord that it wasn't fatal for him because he smacked head on to a tree about 10 inches around and snapped it clean, and it fell on top of the truck. His airbags were all out. And the guy, you know, and he had a bunch of dogs in the vehicle too, and they came piling out, and he came piling out staggering. So also, there's so many different praises, but it makes me think of Joseph.
Hmm.
Not that I'm Joseph or we're special, God, or Joseph wasn't special either, but how his brothers put him into a cave and all these things happened to him, but God used it for good, and
mm-hmm.
God used it in a way which
bring glory
to bring glory for him and testament. And so immediately, you know, there's people calling 911. We had first responders there, EMTs, firefighters, the sheriff and the deputy, or the deputy sheriff, and immediately how fast the Lord turns it for good, because
mm-hmm.
Hannah and I both got to testify
mm-hmm.
to the people behind us that saw everything, that saw the guy almost hit them. There's two or three cars that he almost hit before us. They stopped and got to, you know, be a witness and say what happened, but we got to testify of God's protection and goodness to every single person that attended to us.
Mm-hmm.
So the first responders, the EMT, well, I don't think it was the EMT specifically, because...
that were driving by, were they EMTs?
I think those are first responders.
Oh.
So the first responders, the deputy sheriff, the firefighters, and... there was EMTs there, yes. And so every person that came to us, are you okay, are you okay? The Lord gave us, by his
mm-hmm.
amazing protection, we were able to testify and be a witness of, no, praise God, he protected us.
Yeah.
His angels were there, he protected us. And so Satan tried to destroy, but God revealed his glory to those first responders. And they were so kind, by the way.
Yeah, the Lord blessed.
I'm thankful for the people that were there, because they were so, so kind. And we need to keep first responders, EMTs, deputies, sheriffs, firefighters in our prayers, because they're on the front lines of those things, and God has ordained them to those positions, you know, like the
mm-hmm.
where Hannah got to share with the sheriff that God has put him there for a reason, and,
mm-hmm.
and that he's ordained of God to be there. But did you want
to
share?
And we got to talk then with him because of that. It opened a door, praise the Lord, with the deputy sheriff, when we got to thank him for, you know, that he's ordained of God according to Romans.
And he opened up right away.
And he opened up right away.
Yeah.
So praise God.
He was like, thanks for saying that.
Yeah, praise the Lord. I just I keep picturing just the angels guiding our car to just so graciously go onto the median, because just praise his name. And also just how good God is, that we really, he just blesses us with so much peace, and just we can't help but, my words fall short of the praise that I want to give to him for his love and kindness. And now just even getting to share with you guys, it was like nothing, it was almost like the accident happened.
Yeah.
We're just on to life and back
right.
to serving God by his grace in the ways that he's, you know, wanting us to day by day, and getting to just ever more reflect and thank him for his his great mercy and love towards us all.
And not only that, but we got to testify to our mom and dad, our brother, our auntie, our cousins, our family, of what God's protection and what he. No, the car is totaled. Most likely, it's the car is gone, but it's just a car. We could care of what, we're thankful for the car, but it's just a car. But also, not only that.
Oh yeah, this was
the same. Maybe the last thing, but we bought groceries. So on the way back, we went to Aldi and Trader Joe's to get groceries because we don't have these big stores near us in our up in the woods, in the sticks, in the trees. We don't have these big chain grocery stores with nice organic, healthy food. We do have good food, praise the Lord. You can go forage for it. No. We bought glass containers of spaghetti sauce and coconut aminos. Not one glass container was shattered.
All of our stuff even
not
was totally
all of
preserved.
Our belongings were preserved, and we were preserved. The car was gone. The car's done. But not one glass bottle. I thought for sure when I went back in there, there's going to be aminos everywhere. There's going to be spaghetti sauce everywhere. There's going to be things everywhere, but not one thing was broken.
Yeah.
So praise the Lord. Do you have any last remarks?
One other real quick, so then we can continue on with the wonderful praises. I just want to praise the Lord for God's provision of that, my vehicle for so many years. And God was gracious to bring to my mind. I wanted to praise Him for blessing us with that vehicle for the many years. And praise the Lord. And then I want the Lord brought to my mind Job 21:21. Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
May that be our response. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yeah,
even when He takes something away. It's not ours in the first place, it's His.
Amen.
So I hope
glory be to God.
Glory, all glory, and thanks be to God. And His protection is amazing.
Amen.
His plans prevail.
Amen. We love you all, and God bless you guys, and may you have a blessed and peaceful rest of the Sabbath day.
Yes, God bless everyone. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow. Praise the Lord. I put the F-250 in the string to let people know how big of a truck that is. There's a bunch of F-150s out here, and every now and then you'll see the 250. It's kind of big like a Tundra. It's pretty heavy duty. But for him to hit you, coming up from behind, where you were cruising at 70, he had to have been speeding pretty good when he fell asleep. I guess put his foot down or something. So, wow. Praise the Lord, He protected you and the others, and then everybody else was able to hear the truth. And that's a nice thing with the cops. I always like to share with, the Romans 13 on the 7 thing. I was thinking of making a track on it, but I think I'd just as soon say it to them, because I like to see the smile light up. So, but amen and amen. We do serve a living God, a living Father, a loving Father. He really does care for us. It's just so amazing. Praise the Lord, we got a bunch of, I keep getting more and more people are signing up for the camp meeting, quite a few already, but I'm still looking for some praises. Sister Mindy, you have any? Because I'm checking my emails, and let me check. I think I got one from Brother Eli, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. Here it is. And I think I forgot to put that link in the room about that video about the Earth Sabbath thing. And, boy, I hope I can find some time to make a video because stuff like this needs to be put out there, but that's the kind of video that's going to get censored. But the kind of video that I was going to make in regards to the Seventh-day Adventist Church talking about Sunday being their day of rest, that won't get censored. So I don't know. Please keep it in your prayers because I'm so busy all the time. I want to get back to doing the videos. I used to love doing that, the short ones, 5-10 minute ones. But here, let me put that link in the room. I forgot to put it. It starts right. It's in the room now. It starts right at where they start talking about that Earth Sabbath. And I want to praise the Lord that that's happening. Because not that it vindicates us or anything. That doesn't matter. What matters is we know this was coming. Our God loves us so much. He told us this was coming. And when it comes, it's like, wow, He literally is opening His word to us where we can see these things coming before they happen. The sad part of that is the people we love, the ones that are closest to us, because we know this stuff and we're so vocal and we wear Jesus on our sleeve and we're always sharing our faith, many of the people that we used to love, well, we still love, disappeared. They don't answer calls. They don't answer texts. It's just so sad. But that too is prophesied, because some the enemy of souls is going to split up families, you know. But I want to praise the Lord for you guys' protection. Getting hit at 70, getting spun around and not flipping over. Wow. You know, because I went around a corner once and got up on one wheel and I flipped over. You know, and it, yeah, wow, praise his name. So let me see here if I got, oh, yeah, Brother Eli, he sent me a praise. It says, praise the Lord for the woman who was very helpful at AutoZone when I was buying the battery and the grease last week. She gave me all the ways to save me some money. I gave her a climate change track at the register, which she accepted and told her she could read it at her own time. So, amen, my brother. And let me just see. Let me check my emails real quick, to see if we got any more here. It's almost 3 o'clock. That's usually, but sometimes we go past three. So, and I do Sister, I say, oh, we got people got their hands up. So let me just check. Nope, but I'm getting a lot of people that want to come with us to the camp meeting. So praise God. All right, so let me drop the mic, and whoever's next is next. I have no clue.
Go ahead, Sister Mindy. I'll go after you.
Okay, thanks, bro. Wow, this is an amazing testimony, Sabbath. Praise the Lord. And what a testimony, Brother Austin and Sister Anna. You know, God is so good. All right, I'm going to share some more. Brother Gorin says, praise the Lord for protection during past thunderstorms, and I'm sure he will also be there during future ones. Praise the Lord for forgiveness of sins, for salvation, and for all the small daily things he does for us. Praise the Lord, brother. And Sister Barbara says, I would like to thank the Lord for his comfort. My husband is in the hospital again. He has so many issues that only the Lord knows what is needed. Though I am so unhappy, the Lord gives me his... So I'm so happy, I'm sure... The Lord gives me his hugs when I'm in prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. She says, praise the Lord, Sister Barbara. We'll keep your husband in our prayers. Sister Mary says, I want to share something that happened on Thursday. I went to the hospital to have a test. There was a nurse who was looking me up and down. I was wearing a jacket that had Jesus all over it in red and black. When I took the jacket off, she acted normal. When I put the jacket on, her demeanor changed. I praise the Lord for revealing this to me. Praise the Lord. Brother Ted says, I would like to praise God for all the fiery trials and tribulations over the last 30 days, but actually many years. For each trial has been as a mirror to my soul, showing me the true condition of it. For I truly see God's word illuminating every step I make, teaching me to walk in love while bathed in humility. Even though I have been uncomfortable and buffeted, I know that I am not an illegitimate child, and the Lord is preparing me to become a vessel fit for his use. Praise the Lord, he says. Praise the Lord, brother. We echo that as well. Sister Amy, praise the Lord for the beautiful weather and temps in our area this week and his continued love and guidance through difficult times we face. Praise the Lord. And Sister Vanessa says, praise the Lord for God leading me to the Seventh-day Remnant Church. Praise the Lord, sister, and we all echo that praise. Sister Fran says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to praise the Lord for his love, mercy, his salvation that he freely gave to us, peace, joy, and patience with us. I also want to praise his name for teaching me lessons and also correcting me whenever I need it, which is always. I love him for loving me and teaching me to show his love to others. I praise Jesus who suffered and died for me so that my sins are forgiven and I can join him in our Father's kingdom and live forever with all the angels and his saints. I praise God for this church family and for all the people who are all over the world who are his children. I also have an unspoken praise. Praise God for all he does for us. I echo everyone's praises too. I love you all. I praise God for every one of you. Praise the Lord, sister. And we echo your praise as well. All right. And Sister Letitia says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I want to praise God for his glorious love and his protection, always giving me another day with my kids to teach them and give them a continual guidance to our Heavenly Father. I praise God for helping me to get back to walking. I started walking every day, tiring, but I'm making it. I also praise him for helping me to stop late night snacking. Without him, I couldn't do it. Praise the Lord, sister, and praise the Lord that he's guiding us to take care of ourselves. I think he's doing that with all of us. Praise the Lord. And Sister Vanessa, this is after Bro Austin's and Sister Hannah's praise. She says, wow, praise the Lord. God saved me and my family from a similar accident, except we didn't get hit. It was a car that I didn't see, but my hubby did. It was like his angels made the other car go right through ours. It sounds impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Barbara also shared a praise after Austin and Sister Hannah's praise. Praise the Lord for his protection. I had a terrible accident similar a few years ago, and the Lord protected my husband and I. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And I'm going to add to that. You all remember the accident I had a while back with my Sebring. And, you know, I came out of that with not a scratch or a bruise. And I know the police and the firemen were shocked that I didn't have anything wrong with me. And what a testimony that is, you know, how God protects us. And I believe when we go to heaven, you know, he's going to let us see in slow motion our near-death accidents. And we're going to see how our guardian angels, you know, just protected us, whether they lifted our car up, like with me, my car, I think, was lifted up onto a hill. And we're just going to see how, I just think that would be so amazing. I really believe that we're going to be able to see that in slow motion, how God saved us. So, all right. So keep the praises coming, everyone. I think this is, we're almost done. So I'll start my praise after Brother Anthony.
Yeah, Joe, I was going to share that, but like I said, praise the Lord that you ended up sharing it. On that note, since this was last week at the Bidding Gathering, so it was me, Joe, Austin, Alex, and Ellie. We were going to the store, and there were two houses that we passed by. The two houses that we passed by, they were both anti-climate change, I guess you want to call them activists, because that's the word everyone uses now for everything activists. So so the first house that we passed by, there was nobody home, so we ended up just leaving the track on the door. Then there was a second house that we passed by, like we ended up passing by it without even realizing it, but then I saw, as we were passing by, there was a sign out front that said, like, anti-CO2 storage or something to that effect, and so I says, ooh, there's another anti-climate change house. So Alex, by the way, Alex, great driving, you, he did a complete U-turn, and it was out of nowhere, by the way, it was out of nowhere U-turn, but praise the Lord, it actually happened the way it did, because, The Holy Spirit must have moved Alex to do it at that right time, because when Alex stopped the car, we ended up seeing the lady who actually lived at the very house that we stopped at. She was just getting ready to go into the house, so perfect time. And so me and Austin got out of the car or the van, and we went up to her, and we told her that we saw her sign out front, and so we wanted to share the climate change track with her. So we got a chance to talk about it for a bit, and there was a couple other subjects that we were talking to her about. And so it was a really great witness and opportunity. We were going to pray with her. Sorry for the ums and the ums. I'm trying to get my words together. We were going to pray with her right there, but then she says, I'd love that, but if my old man saw us praying, then he'd get so mad. So we were like, all right, that's no problem. So we'll just pray for you separately. And we were going to mention it to everybody, but then it just ended up slipping our minds. So I might as well mention it here to everybody. please keep her in prayer. This woman, her name is Lisa. Again, her name is Lisa, and she had some insight as to, like, what the Catholic Church does as far as, like, how paganistic their rituals are. So praise the Lord that she had that insight, and so I just pray that what we shared with her will be able to give her more insight into how the Catholic Church is behind the coming agenda of the Mark of the Beast and things of that nature. So, yeah, I just wanted to hop on the mic real quickly and share that. So praise the Lord. And also, too, I don't know the person's name who wasn't home, but please keep that person in prayer as well, that they receive the track gracefully.
All right. Do you hear me? Am I clear? All right. Thank you. Oh, what a really a blessing. Happy Sabbath, everyone. It's really very uplifting. All these testimonies and praises that we hear. It's really amazing. Praise the Lord. So, on my part, I want to praise and thank the Lord for all the blessings He supplied to our family as well as the tests and trials that come our way. I also thankful for healing my family and I. Although I still have little chest pain due to the severe cough I acquired in hot weather in the Philippines during our missionary trip, but praise God, it's now bearable, it's now tolerable. And our God is really the greatest physician who healed us. Also, I like to praise the Lord because He allowed my mom and pop, my parents-in-law, visit us from the Philippines. They will be actually staying with us for a while. And please pray for them as they are still in the adjustment period due to the, of course, the time difference. It's morning here and it's evening there, you know. But they are getting used to the weather also and the places around our area. In fact, you know, when they walk around, they started to now to share trucks to people they meet when they have a chance. Praise the Lord. That's why our God is so good. We enjoy their company while here. So it's really amazing how He make this happen. And I also praise the Lord, you know, for the mini gathering we had last week in Pastor Nick's home with some of our precious brethren who visited us. It's really a blessing and privilege to meet them personally again. You know, there is really a big difference when you feel, if you compare the virtual meeting, when you have a face-to-face meeting, there's really a big difference of feeling, you know, like a personal touch. And while in this meeting, we had a chance to associate together, we strengthen one another. In fact, we also had singing, praising God for what He has done for us. And also, I praise God that during this meeting, we also had a chance to hear some rebukes, some corrections we had during this gathering, so we can see our weaknesses, our shortcomings, and of course, there's the grace of God, we can rectify them and improve them on these areas. You know, it is really refreshing spiritually, which we really needed, especially now, as we see the day is coming when we might not be able to meet again in person. Look at what Brother Nick shared earlier, you know. We expect that we will be offline. Later on, we will be physically or virtually separated from each other. In fact, the prophecy was our support will be cut off when that no buying and selling is implemented against us. But let's thank God. He is preparing us for this coming crisis. And I can't wait for the camp meeting December. So we have enough time to prepare. So let's be there. Not only us, our family too. Our friends, you know. But again, you have to complete that RSVP form, you know, so that we will see who's coming. And let's pray. Let's pray to all together to be united in spirit and truth. And let's wait for that 10 times power of the latter rain he has promised towards us. I can't wait. And aside from that, I also like to praise the Lord because our Philippine brethren are growing in grace. Really, brothers and sisters, the message is swelling. We have new attendees recently during our online church service because of the Bible studies conducted by our Philippine pastors, Brother Sidney and Brother Daddy. Praise the Lord. Because they have this holy zeal. So please keep all the frontliners, all those who are doing the work, keep them in your prayers to be safe in God's hand. Because, you know, the attack of the enemy is left and right, front and behind, like what happened to our dear brothers and sister Hannah and Brother Austin. They want to kill us, you know, but the Lord will not allow it yet, no? So let's hold on together as a family. Again, I keep on praising the Lord for His mercy and goodness that He is blessing His remnant church around the world so that we can fulfill our duty to share our faith around us. With the best, of course, of our ability. We got different talents, yeah? And so that we will be prepared for His soon return. So I think that's all for now, my dear church family. I bring back to the Lord all the praises and glory, for He deserves all these things. God bless you, and I love you all.
Amen, brother. Amen. I got another one here from Brother Daniel. He says, Sabbath blessings. Yeah, Sabbath blessings, everyone. Am I? Okay, it's on. All right, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I read a recent headline that 48% of Americans believe that they will see climate change will destroy the earth in their lifetimes. Praise the Lord that we are that close to His coming and that we are alive in these end times. Amen. And I forgot to mention something in that that video about the Pope, you know, telling everybody to all the nations to gather for a weekly climate Sabbath. And he actually said near the end of the video, he literally told the protesters to get active. You know, the guys that are throwing paint on paintings or gluing themselves to pavement on highways. He's behind all that. You know, he's going to do what he can to get, you get enough protesters, you know, people fall for it. So, praise God, we're getting very, very close. And we have all this inside information to know what's coming next. And I also wanted to praise the Lord for something. One of the sisters mentioned what Sister Mindy was reading. About how in an accident the car went right through her. My brother Mike and I experienced that as teenagers. We were ditching church, literally. Well, we were Catholics at the time, and you know, I just got the car from my dad. He just bought me a new car, and we ditched this church and we went down 88th Avenue and hung a left on 87th Street, which when you hang a left on 88th, goes into this really hilly area. I mean, and that's why I would go there. I loved hopping the hills, and I would get in there and just floor it and just drive like a nut on those hills on the back road. It was just paved, and everything was really smooth, and it was just great. And we're going up and down, up and down, up and down these hills, and it takes you all the way to 104th. For anybody that's been in the area knows what I'm talking. My wife knows about 104th. and by Willow Springs and all that, but where all the witches live, a really strange town. But as we're going up and down the hills, we're coming down as we reach the crest of a hill. A Corvette was passing somebody. He was in our lane, and he was almost touching our bumpers. I'm doing 70, 80 miles an hour. I don't know how fast he was going. The only time my brother Mike and I had was to look at each other with shock on our faces. When we saw the Corvette right in front of us when I was coming on the crest of that hill doing 80, 70 maybe, we saw it. We just looked at each other like with our eyes just saying goodbye. We were shocked, and nothing happened. It was like the car went right through us. And so I know what that sister saw, you know, when she saw that happen to her recently. Our God will protect us even before we find him. How many of us has mentioned in this church family over the years, because the praises we don't repeat. You know, I just remember that one because of that sister's testimony. But we have all seen things in our life wherein we should have died in certain situations. And the Lord knew our end, like it says in Jeremiah 29:11. He knows about our expected end. He knows our hearts. He knows when he reveals this, 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 and that to us, we'll eventually embrace the Son as Savior and go forth and share our faith. Yeah, amen. Many people hear about that protection. Like, and what irks me, though, when the world does this, the world will say, oh, how lucky that person was that they escaped that death. But when they die, why did God do that? Why didn't God protect them? It's ridiculous. They won't give God the credit when he does protect them, but when he doesn't protect them, they slam them. It's just amazing how today's world is. But that'll soon end. We don't have to deal with this much longer. Did Sister Mindy, did you have any others? Or Alvin, because I notice your hands are up. So let me drop the mic for you.
Yes, I have some more to share. Sister Zoom put in the chat room another praise. She says, I praise the Lord that even though I had a minor parking accident which scratched the side of my car, I was able to overcome it and continue to drive without letting the mishap knock my confidence, which it did for a few days after. I praise the Lord for letting me to be safe and for making me a safer driver, encouraging me to practice my driving more. It could have been a lot worse. I praise the Lord for letting me go out in the sun to drive to lovely places and enjoy the wonderful creations of God this week, for making me bump into an old friend and seeing that her and her partner now have a 3-year-old baby who I can pray for, and for all the people the Lord brings to my memory that I may pray for them. Praise the Lord, sister. And then we have another praise from Sister Marie. She says, praise the Lord for fast healing and the family and friends that show me support. Praise the Lord, sister. And I believe, and brothers and sisters, if I skip over or I miss your message that is put in the chat room, please, please remind me to read it. I don't want to skip over anybody's praises, okay? So I'm hoping I get them all. I try to get them all. So praise the Lord for this wonderful testimony Sabbath. And I also want to echo all your praises. Praise the Lord for Travel Mercies and for our mini gathering and just seeing my brothers and sisters. And, I echo what everybody's saying. I echo, it's so important for us to see each other and to hug each other and to, being in person, is so important. And not only does it draw us closer, but it strengthens our bond, brothers and sisters. We need our bond as a church family, to be in one mind, one accord. And I can't emphasize more how important it is for us all to go to these camp gatherings. Don't let your work get in the way. Don't let, if you have to make sacrifices, you have to make sacrifices. But we are so close that we really have to make it a priority in our walk with the Lord to gather together in person. And so, and I also want to praise the Lord, you know, it was a great fellowship with my brothers and sisters, but, you know, I think the main blessing I got out of this mini meeting, and I echo what Brother Alvin shared, you know, we all had a very humbling experience, and I'm sure all my brothers and sisters that were there feel the same way. We were rebuked in a loving way, and we all saw, you know, a wrong, and we all gathered together and got on our knees, and with tears we asked the Lord to forgive us, and he did, I believe, and I know he did forgive us. But, you know, he taught us a lesson. He taught us a very important lesson. He comes first. He comes first in everything. And so we will never forget that. We will never, ever forget that our Lord comes first. And we glorify him in everything we do. And I just wanted to share that. And I so look forward to the next camp meeting to meet all of you that I've never met before. And I also want to praise the Lord that we were able to meet Sister Denise's parents, and oh, how precious are they. And I'm sure they'll share their testimony at the camp meeting, because they're coming to the camp meeting and you all will get to meet them. But what an amazing testimony they have to share. And it just blessed me so much to hear their testimony. And so I just thank the Lord for that as well. And I love you all. God bless.
Amen. Yeah. I want to praise the Lord for that, too, that Sister Janice's parents came, and they're going to spend quite a bit of time with us all. And it's just going to be a blessing. It's just, you know, it's just, they're so kind. It's just, but then again, isn't that the way the Filipino nature is, I guess, you know? They're very, very, very kind and loving. And but they're exceptional there, because, you know, Christians are different. Because like, there's Filipinos just like an American, you know, they got issues, you know. But I got a praise here from Sister Sister Sarah. Yeah, Sister Sarah. Let me just check my email one last time. Okay, I think this is the last one. She says, I would like to praise God for my daughter out of my life, taking my daughter out of my life. It was very painful at first, but now I realize that was for the best. And he brought us to beautiful Montana, to a home in the country, but close to a small town. God is awesome. Please pray that me and my family get rid of all sin so as to be ready when Jesus comes. Thank you, and much love to all our church family. Oh, okay, yeah, as she says, if it was too late to save it for next month, it was fine. And I'm sad to hear that the Lord took your daughter, but then again, he did the same thing with my son Luke. But that was answered to prayer, too, in regards to how things went down. You know, we prayed and prayed that if Luke was going to die, because he was very, very ill for 18 years, if he was going to die, that we wanted to know before he died that he was ready. And or if the Lord would choose to heal him, that'd be great too, because Luke and I worked together for years, and you know, with the videos and that, and so that worked out as well. Hold on, let me. So I'm not sure as to what happened with Sister Sarah. Yeah, good idea, Joe. All right, yeah, I'll do it right now. As a matter of fact, for those. And by the way, I want to praise the Lord that we already have more people wanting to come to the camp meeting than we had last year actually attend. And so let's hope and pray that that works out, because quite often, you know, especially when you got 4 months ahead, emergencies will come up and some people might not be able to make it. And so please keep that in your prayers. But for anybody that's going to come, the airport that you need to fly into is Indianapolis Airport. That's as far as we're going to tell you for now, okay? And we do that for security reasons. You know, everybody knows about, you know, being Christians in these last days. We have to handle things properly and gently and lovingly. We don't have to get all fearful and stuff like that. You know, the Lord reveals things to us and lets us see these things in advance so that we can protect each other. And so, but yeah, that's what, it's another reason for the RSVP thing too. All right, we can keep this, we can let everybody know, but keep it private at the same time. Isn't that neat? And so, but yeah, Indianapolis Airport is where you're going to have to fly into, you know, September 22nd. You know, some people come in the day before, you know, and but that's okay too. I think September 22nd is a Sunday. I'm not sure. Indianapolis International Airport. That's that B to one. So thanks, Brother Joe. And so he, well, I'm sure that, well, let me just check my email again and see. We're going to mention this camp meeting every week, every Sabbath, but, you know, just be safe. And I'm sure I'm going to be getting emails from people saying, because there's so many people on WTPR, they're going to email me asking me for the link for the RSVP, because I can put the link in the room, but no one sees it, even on the stream. And so you're going to have to email me. I'll send you the link for the RSVP, because let me just see. I can probably make it. No, just email me. I'll send you the link. It's so much easier. It is Sunday. Okay, thanks, sister. Thank you. So September 22nd is Sunday, right? Or is it Monday? I'm rather confused here now. Let me go. June, July, August, September. All right. Yeah, it's a Sunday. It's a Sunday. Okay. Yeah. Now, trivial things like that I just throw out of my brain because I'm trying to keep all the good stuff in there. Like names. I am so lousy with names. But faces, you know. Even in high school, I was like that, though. I couldn't remember people's names. You know, my friends, I knew them for years. Hey, dude, what's up? You know, that kind of stuff, you know. Never knew their names, many of them. But I never had an issue with it. You know, it always worked. They would just say, hey, how you doing? And it was great. But so let me check the email one last time. And then... if there is none, let's see, let me check, because I got quite a few email addresses that people use. Yep, none. Okay, and if anybody sends them, like after we're done, we just share it next Sabbath. Well, you know, next testimony Sabbath, which would be a month from today. So that would be July something. I don't know when the first Sabbath of the month could be anywhere from the 1st to the 7th of July. You know, I'd have to look it up, but... And don't forget to put in how many people are attending. About, you know, because that's where I was counting. I don't count the emails. I count the amount of people that are attending. And a little note to try to get an idea of how many cabins we have to reserve. And if anybody wants to pay for the cabin, that would be great, too, like last time, same thing. And we need to know how many are attending, because it's just, makes everything that much easier. So don't forget to put that in there. Because I noticed, I think just one didn't put in the amount attending. Like even if you're coming alone, just put one. Because surprises can be annoying. It cause problems, you know. But we have access to a lot of cabins. This is why I like this campground. It is, anyway. So we're more or less done. I'm going to drop the mic, and Brother Dwayne is going to share some beautiful music, and then we'll end in prayer. Thank you. Father, thank you so very much for blessing us once again. The last 30 days have been amazing for your son's bride. All these things that you're doing, you're protecting us and blessing us, answering prayers, yes and no, and giving us faith and your decisions and the peace and the gentleness and the love that we have for each other and for you. Thank you for changing our lives, Father. You know, some of us had bouts with anxiety. Some of us had bouts with anger. Some of us had bouts with drugs, alcohol, porn, whatever it is. You have delivered us from all of that. And we don't mind telling everybody and shout it from the rooftops onto the great congregation and let them know our God is an awesome God. Our God is real. Our God is real. And you have blessed your children, Israel, because you are real. And thank you so much for blessing us in this week ahead, keeping us safe all the way until the rain falls and we go forth and proclaim. And thank you for protecting us during that time. And even if you allow us to be martyred, that's a blessing as well. Thank you for the faith and the courage to stand like that, because martyrdom will cause many to embrace your son as well. As we saw during the Inquisition when they did what they did. And so thank you, Father, for all these things, for your word, your son, the Holy Spirit. Everything's on a silver platter. You have given us everything. And so, Father, please accept this prayer, our love for you, in the name of your son, our Savior and our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.